embodying your creativity. As divine in the flesh, or infinite loving awareness and consciousness having a human experience, we are all here to move divine creative energy, also known as source energy, from formless into form. Source energy is activated from formless into form through desire, inspiration, need, or want. We've all heard of the saying taken from Plato's Republic, necessity is the mother of invention. Source energy is divinely downloaded and distributed into our bodies and into all of our cells through the chakra system, imbuing each chakra with an incredibly potent superpower. Each chakra is responsible for animating, maintaining, and nurturing these superpowers. Your seventh chakra, crown, spiritual center, governs your superpowers of divine inspiration and your true innate spiritual wisdom. Your brilliant ideas and fondest dreams from the divine downloaded and assigned to you. This center is also your direct connection to the divine source, God, Goddess, all that is, your core beliefs and your core values. Color, violet, gold. Your sixth chakra, third eye visionary center, also known as the Ajna Center, governs your superpowers of divine intuition, divine imagination, inspired vision, where you are able to directly connect to the realm of all possibilities, of all that is known and yet to be known, where solutions to everything are directly accessible to those clear enough to receive, where your mind's eye sees the many possibilities of your brilliant ideas and fondest dreams in living color, pictures, and visions. The superpower of visualization resides here. Dwell in pure possibility. This superpower also represents the one key that unlocks the enslavement of humanity's creativity, potentially setting us all free from the mind control of the powers that want to be. Color, indigo blue, sapphire blue. Your fifth chakra, throat communication center, governs your superpowers of your truth and divinely inspired communication, your voice. This is where you freely express and speak your truth and share and walk your talk about your brilliant ideas and fondest dreams to one and all, including being able to verbally advocate for yourself. Color, turquoise, sky blue. Your fourth chakra, heart center, the gateway to conscious presence on the earth, governs your superpower of divine and embodied love and your inspired passion, the driving force behind your brilliant ideas and fondest dreams, so they are heartfelt and heart-based. This center connects you to your other superpowers of empathy and compassion, starting with yourself. This is the true power, where true power is nurtured. Listen to your heart. Color, green, pink. Your third chakra, power center, governs your superpower of divinely inspired will to maintain your sovereignty, your personal power, to conserve your resources and create. It also governs your superpower to magnetize to you all the assistance and connections that are required to birth your brilliant ideas and fondest dreams into actual reality. Acting upon your inspired will allows you to take action and trust your gut feelings. Color, sunny yellow. Your second chakra, creativity, pleasure, sex center, governs your superpowers of divinely inspired creativity, divine prosperity, divine sexuality, and divine sensuality. That is, being in the senses of our physical, sensorial world. It also governs the feel-good, inspired activities that help activate the final steps just prior to birthing your brilliant ideas and fondest dreams. This chakra assists you in magnetizing the monies required to complete your creative vision. This center supports and fuels creativity, self-expression, abundance and prosperity, and your access to sensuality, sexuality, and pleasure, utilizing all seven of your senses without guilt and without shame. Color, orange. Your first chakra, base center, governs your superpowers of divinely inspired manifestation. the actual birthing of your brilliant ideas and fondest dreams into pure physicality. Whether you're birthing a baby, a book, a CD of original music, your dream home, an independent film, or your world service, this center fuels the empowerment and assurance of survival into thriving, mastering and respecting nature, honoring life and all relationships, feeling safe in your body and in your surroundings, and if not, defending yourself with lethal force or running away. Manifestation at its highest vibration in service to one and all. Color red. Interference and hijacking are superpowers. It is extremely important to understand that all programming and mind control initially downloads through tribal family patterns and then is ingrained and reinforced through intentional interference from the powers that want to be. This insane mass consciousness dysfunction is the norm globally rather than the exception. Given the specific gifts and superpowers inherent in each chakra center, it makes perfect sense that the powers that want to be, through tribal, cultural, religious, societal, and educational mind controls and programming, would gladly hack into these divine energies, frequencies, and gifts to short-circuit the energy flow of creativity and allow us to lose power and lower our frequencies, thus lowering our spiritual immunity and causing us to forget our innate gifts. Our divine creative energies and sovereignties are most commonly hijacked and usurped at the 7th and 6th chakras. Both of these chakras affect and are in charge of our direct connection to our divine nature as infinite loving awareness and consciousness, and our intuitive abilities to perceive beyond visible frequencies. The 7th chakra, our spiritual center, receives the download of spiritual energy to be embodied, while the 6th chakra, inspired vision center, receives the download that allows us to envision, dwell in pure possibility, and access infinite solutions to all our needs, wants, desires, dreams, intentions, and visions. These chakras are especially vital in the actual manifestation process of moving formless into form. If interference occurs at the 7th and 6th chakras, no true divine download can take place. Disconnection from the 7th chakra keeps us from receiving divine inspiration, accessing our divine wisdom, and engaging our superpowers over our innate trust frequencies. Detachment from the 6th chakra short-circuits our ability to create, see solutions, fully access our intuition, and activate our visionary superpowers. All chakras are vulnerable to its respective energies, frequencies, gifts, and superpowers being hijacked by outside energies and entities that project destructive agendas into the particular chakra by implanting a cord or attachment. Over the last 31 years of facilitating energy medicine healings, I've seen countless instances where interfering outside, otherworldly, intra-extra-dimensional entities implant their agendas, beliefs, ideologies, and reality constraints into the 7 chakras of clients and friends. These agendas are often disguised and manifest as sudden hardcore fanaticism through religious doctrines that can be both violent and imposing. Often folks with such interference have their 7th chakra so controlled by outer influences that the spiritual center is no longer able to conduct true divine nature, their true divine nature, that is. These results are seen as entity possession, mind control, and brainwashing. It is my conclusion that the hijacking of humanity's embodiment of divine creative energies is the norm. So I implore each and every one of you to never give up your sovereignty, never give up your autonomy. You are encouraged to question any and all thoughts, beliefs, so-called authorities, and reality. Free will is only powerful when it is embodied, activated, engaged, and exercised. Be your own guru.